What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. And this is the Common Sense Podcast. It's not the Book Smarts Podcast. But we're going to get into a video with a coffee pod reacting to what Dr. Umar has to say about child support nowadays in this modern day society. Let's get into it.
This child support thing is out of control, brother. You cannot let a woman destroy a man's life financially because the relationship is over. I mean, I think black men need to organize, and we, you know, had this dialogue. Black men need to organize and force a change in legislation regarding child support.
The outfit's tough. I would personally not wear something like this just because it's not my style. But look at that. The contrast with the background, that's hard.
I agree. The outfit is tough, and I'm a big Malcolm X fan. But I want to start with what something Dr. Umar just said. I agree that you can't, you shouldn't be able to let a woman ruin a man's life financially just because the relationship is over. But only relating this to black men need to organize. No, all men need to organize and come together on this one. It's not going to be enough for just black men to come and organize on this one. This is a all men situation as it relates to the modern day. Let's keep it moving though.
First of all, if I can't see my child, you don't get my money. If I can't see my child, you don't get my money. That should be law. Because too many women are denying us the right to see our children and yet still benefiting from child support. That should be illegal, number one.
Not cool number, at all, man.
Yes, and women should be forced to account for the child support too. Because I know a lot of fathers who pay child support and they still have to take care of their children after they pay child support because the mother of the child is using child support on herself and not necessarily the children. So
let me start right there too. Totally agree, man. That's why it's called child support. It's not adult support. You know, you're an adult. Go get a freaking job. And it's kind of how I feel about, like, with food stamps. Like, yeah, you could buy necessities with food stamps, in my opinion, but you shouldn't be able to buy chips and cookies and sodas, things that are not necessities. It should just be straight-up foods that kids are going to eat or you're going to eat. As far as I would go would be, like, cereal, because a lot of kids eat cereal for breakfast. Like right before school or something like that, which isn't really a good breakfast at all. It's a terrible breakfast. Like, I don't eat cereal. I never eat cereal for breakfast. I only eat cereal for like late at night or something like that as a snack. So I don't even know if I would go with cereal, man. Now, you can get some oatmeal or something of that nature. But, yeah, like, it's called child support for a reason. It's not supposed to be spent on adults.
Yes, child support should go in a card. It should go on a card, Art, and you have to use that credit card for all purchases for the child. So that way, if the father wants to, Art, I should be able to log into my child support folder, my child support online profile, and I should be able to see what you're buying with my money. What is wrong with a black father logging into the child support database, going to my profile, and seeing that she bought my daughter some shoes?
My problem I have with this take, though, is he acts like this shit only relates to black fathers. Like, there's white dudes out there that ain't getting their life destroyed by a woman over child support. That's the problem with this. It's like, this is not just a one race issue, you know? And that's why I agree with some things that Dr. Umar would say, but then I got to disagree on how he's framing it as like it's just a black man issue. That's bogus as hell. Let's keep it moving.
She paid for swimming lessons, class pictures. They went to the movies and dinner. I should see how my money is being spent. And not all black women are guilty of misappropriating the child support. I don't want to say that they're doing that. But I do know a sizable proportion of black women are guilty of misappropriating the child.
Once again, that's not just a black people issue. It's not just black women that take child support and spend it on themselves. There's white women that do it. There's Hispanic women that do it. And in this country, there's probably women of all races that take the child support and spend the money on themselves and not the kid.
Dr. Umar with some more truth right there. And he's got the camo on. So, you know, he's going to war with modern women. Maybe that's what's happening because that last video was out of character. But let's really play this out. Like, hypothetically speaking, I don't want to be negative about this particular, because I don't think anything's impossible. So I don't want to be negative about this particular situation. But I will say this. If there was a database, it would have to be the type that both people could see the transactions in that account. And the reason why I think that is possible is because when you look back to when COVID happened, what did they hand out? They handed out debit cards. Everybody got a debit card who was unemployed and could be compensated due to their employment because of COVID. And a lot of people who received those debit cards, you could probably go online, because I remember Bank of America had a line. All the Bank of America's had lines coming out of them. And if they can do that for millions and millions of people, they could probably do something like that for a couple who has a child. The reason why I say you have to see the transactions, and it can't be something where you go on and fill out a form and tell them what you spent the money on, is then it leaves room for fabrication.
Yep.
It leaves room for people to lie about it, right? You have to see that, like, oh, that money was spent for that specific thing. Now, reasons why they probably wouldn't want to push for this. Well, number one, they would have to actually do a bit of work and investigation into auditing those transactions when somebody disputes something, right? When you look on there and see that, is that okay? Sally's wigs, she's buying hair products. No, stop it. I wish I had my sound button here. It's not working.
I don't know how much auditing they're going to have to do, though, once you dispute a transaction that clearly was spent on an adult, you know, like nails done, hair done, everything did like that, you know what I'm saying? There's certain products, certain items you're going to know, oh, this didn't go to a kid.
But when you see that, you now flag it in, you set up a court date, the lawyers get to eat, but you also can assume that, hey, if this is right, then I pay less because she'll be penalized. And you see, then it becomes a problem of, then it becomes a problem of, are you penalizing the child? Right?
It's an easy solution to me. Anytime you dispute a payment and it could clearly prove that it didn't go to the kid, you know, like say she used child support to fix her car or something like that, something that directly didn't go to the kid, or she got her nails done or hair done, and she should just have to pay it back to the man. That it's just that simple to me. You ain't got to go through court, none of that. She should just have to pay it back.
Right. So it would have to be something along the lines of she would have to reimburse that money, and
ding 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 ding,
you know, it would be taken off. It would be taken off the next child support payment. You see, it becomes complicated when the child suffers here. But the question then is the child suffering either way? Because not all these single mothers out here are truthful about the money that they're spending. They're not all truthful. And then a lot of these women will contest custody and want primary custody so that they could get more child support. The whole system is disgusting right now at this point. When you really look deep into it and see that they actually make money from a lot of child support.
Just like people make money selling food stamps. I don't know. I got to hear much more about this. The laws are so outdated. They were basically designed and made when women were out here getting the bag and being career earners. And now a lot of women have careers. A lot of them make more money than the men. And typically the person who makes the most money pays the child support. And that's the thing with feminism. Like, Women only want feminism to benefit them when it suits them. But now that they, some of these women out here actually have to pay child support and the man's getting custody and he makes less money, oh, they don't like it now. They don't like it now. They don't want it to benefit. They don't want feminism to benefit them now. But that's what happens when you want to, you women want to act like y'all are men and try to play the roles of men. Well, then you have to deal with, suffer with the consequences that men have to deal with and suffer with. And child support is definitely one of them that has to be redone. I agree. Like, she shouldn't be spending money on anything but the kid. You know, and if she ain't getting food stamps, but she's getting child support, then most of that money should be going to buying food for the kids, clothes for the kids, things for the kids. And basically just really necessities. It shouldn't be going to what kids want. It should be going to what kids need. And I might be cool, like, with a woman getting her car fixed with child support, if you know, because that could directly affect the kid, like getting them back and forth to school and getting them to, maybe they have like piano practice or they play for some sports team, recreation or something, you know. But yeah, a lot of these women are out here spending the money on themselves, getting their hair done, their nails done, manicures, pedicures, all that, and that's not child support, that's adult support. So I agree with pretty much everything Dr. Umar was saying. And Zed from the coffee pod, pretty much. Except for the fact where Dr. Umar tried to frame it of like it's just a black man issue or a black woman issue. No, this is an all man issue. So, yeah, they need to redo these child support laws. Sorry, ladies. Y'all wanted feminism? All right, this is what you get. They need to redo the laws for child support. Thank you for tuning in. Another episode of Paul Pinker Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.